two from the good black man, and we're a winner. And everybody knows the two, we just keep on pushing, like your leaders tell you to. At last that blessed day has come, and I don't care where you come from, we're all moving on up, Lord have mercy, we're moving on up, moving on up, woo.
Welcome back to The Political Strategist. This is your podcast host, Brenda Sanders. I'm back on the program to talk about, I believe, what are non-coincidental facts about the Baltimore cargo ship crash from March 26, 2024. And as I record this podcast, there are planes outside my door. Usually, it takes a few minutes for the chemicals to get down to the down further where I can smell them and detect them. So I'm going to close the door. I have a pretty pleasant day here, and I have my door open. And it has happened so much. These planes fly overhead and dispense, I believe, chemicals. And I have to close my door. I want to talk about the Baltimore cargo ship crash. First of all, I did have a vision about a ship. And it's so funny. I'm going to have to go back on the Vision Prophet to talk about. I saw the ship like go fast. And I believe it made a turn. I'm trying to listen to my own podcast, but I can't get into that podcast. I believe that that ship made an intentional turn to cross a road. And all, what I saw in the vision was a road. And that road turned out to be the bridge. I believe if you listen to that episode, you'll see what I said in that episode. So it was a preview of what actually happened just 2 days ago. And in fact, and I believe an intentional terrorist attack involving the city of Baltimore and related persons, I believe, because for the last week or two, I've been on a prayer call with the Reverend Warnock, Raphael Warnock. He has a prayer call leading up to Lent and Easter, and I've been on the prayer call. Now, I haven't been perfect. I haven't had perfect attendance, but I've been on a prayer call, and Reverend Warnock, Senator Warnock, rather, is from Baltimore. He's from Baltimore. And there are some other coincidences. But one thing, they talk about the Dolly ship. Well, my ex-sister-in-law, her name is Dolly. Her name is Dolly. The workers that died on the ship, I'm saying it again, my ex married name is Luna, and there was at least one Hispanic gentleman that died on that bridge named Luna, And he drove a red pickup truck, or one of them did. Well, he drives a red pickup truck. And, you know, I've been on this podcast over and over and over talking about the attacks, whether they're shootings or chemical attacks, and they're, I believe, identifiable, detectable connection to me. And the victimization of these, how I'm being victimized and threatened and intimidated by these attacks over and over and over. There are some more coincidences, but I believe that involves the actual vision of the vision I had before the incident took place. And I mean, it's really, they try to involve any man that I have contact with, but certainly my ex is someone that they antagonize constantly with these attacks. I talked about Uvalde when I was talking to my ex on the phone. He happened to call me one day and said hello, and immediately within an hour of that conversation, the shootings at Uvalde in Texas school took place. I was happened to be sitting in Uvalde Park in Michigan waiting to buy some concert tickets when my ex called me. And so these are not coincidences anymore. These are intentional acts of intimidation, terror, and along with the chemical attacks that I suffer at night, it's really getting to be kind of difficult to be alone at night because of these very severe and cruel chemical attacks. It's like I have to really prepare. I really try to prepare about where I'm going to sleep at night, or the least vulnerable place in my home. And now I see why my sister died in her bedroom, because that is the most vulnerable place in the whole house. Attempting to sleep in there is very, very difficult, and it is very dangerous. And so I can't think of all of the right now, the coincidences of, involving this Baltimore terrorist attack with this cargo ship. I'm trying to think of some other coincidences, but there are many that I remembered yesterday. The Dolly ship, the Luna name, one of the workers was named Luna. My ex-sister-in-law, her name is Dolly Luna. The Baltimore connection and the prayer call that I've been on for the last 2 weeks, trying to be on anyway, with Reverend Warnock's prayer call. He's not even on the call that I'm aware of. He's never spoken on that call. But his church does conduct those prayer calls 6 o'clock every morning during the week leading up to Easter and Resurrection Day. And all of a sudden now we have a Baltimore cargo ship crashing during my Friday night prayer call. I was speaking about crashes and how the Lord gave me, I don't know, a few years ago, about how the dragon, and you know, I believe that's in Revelation 21, it talks about the dragon. His tail involves crashes of automobiles, all kinds of crashes, is what the Lord gave me a long time ago. And I recalled that on the prayer call on Friday night. There are some more coincidences I'm going to put here on the political strategist. But just as I talked about Uvalde and some of the other Oxford shootings and so forth, I will be back here on the political strategist to emphasize those coincidences, which are not coincidences, these details and facts to you. It's domestic terrorism. U.S. government is responsible. I'm hoping that the reporting regarding these incidents will change. I have attempted to contact and even sued the media outlets about these things and to at least report on them. And again, my lawsuit was dismissed by a judge in New York District Court, Southern District, and a Clinton-appointed judge. And my calls and alarms have gone unheard, or at least ignored. So I'm going to be back here on the program to talk about more facts that I believe relate my situation to this terror attack with the cargo ship in Baltimore. Again, I thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. And thank you for keeping up with the political strategists. Talk to you next time.
Diamond in the back, sun rooftop, digging the scene.